This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Head basketball coach, University of Maryland Terps, opened the regular season with a win last night down in Baltimore, 83-61 over Coppin. Let's welcome in on the Window Nation guest hotline, Coach Buzz Williams. Coach, how you feeling this morning?
Good morning. Who is that? Who is singing that song in the background?
That was Boston. Don't Look Back.
That's what I thought. I thought it was. I wasn't sure if there was a chance it was Foreigner. I thought it was Boston.
We can work some Foreigner into the equation, Coach. Don't worry about that. No doubt about it. But the last night's game, you got a couple guys back, which is good to see. You got to get the rotation rolling just a little bit. But talk about the play of Coit off the bench, running the point, allowing Adams, I guess, to move to maybe off the ball a little bit, his more natural spot. How did that kind of get the tempo and the offense stabilized there in the first half against the Eagles?
Yeah, I thought just collectively we looked like we were trending in a better direction. I thought it was more apparent what we were trying to accomplish on both ends of the floor. Whether it was Diggy, whether it was DA, I thought a lot of guys were more comfortable in regards to what we're trying to accomplish. And we didn't play very well the first 10 minutes of the second half, but to their credit, I thought how they responded in the last 10 minutes was good. So there were some good things as we're getting started. It's a small sample size. I don't want to read too much. Sure. Into the good things or the bad things, but just try to hold guys accountable on what we want to eventually become and coach them towards what we're going to become, not what we are on day one, game one.
Now, Buzz, I'm assuming you'll take 35% from beyond the arc any day of the week, but it looked like the Eagles were doubling, tripling pain in the paint. You guys banged out to 10 threes, which ties an opening day Maryland record. What about the perimeter acumen? I'm guessing when Rice comes back, he'll certainly add to that equation. What's the upside for the team shooting from deep this season?
I don't know. Based on the first two contests, I thought we shot the ball at a higher percentage last night. We've changed some of the things that we do when we throw it inside. I think our guys are executing that post feed movement better. I think all teams are better when the ball goes inside out. I think teams shoot it better when they have 10 toes towards the rim and the pass is coming from the paint. And a lot of our shots last night were that. Gochi does command some decision on how you're going to defend him. I think we've tried to spend a little bit more of our practice time not only on what we're going to do when the ball goes inside on the weak side, but we've also tried to spend some time figuring out how can we get the ball inside earlier in the possession. So I think, again, it's it's not the results that we're concerned with right now in regards to how many threes we made or who made them or who's playing what position. I don't think stereotypically our guys or our staff even know those answers,
sure.
Whether they played or not played. I think creating false expectations is probably not what we want to do, particularly what I want to do. Miles hasn't played a game at Maryland. We need him to get healthy. We need all of our guys to get healthy. And to be honest, like any team in the first week of November, we need a stretch of healthy because we've missed so many reps in year one. And we can't, not just on game day, even on practice days, we've got to continue to find ways to put them in the right positions to be successful. And I did think getting it inside and what we were doing on the post-touch was much better than it had been in the scrimmage and in the exhibition.
Buzz, watching your teams, Marquette, Texas A&M, certainly Virginia Tech, now at Maryland, crashing the boards is going to be a calling card. Offensive rebounds turn into, what, 13 second half points. You might want to stereotype the three-point shooting, but what about crashing the glass with an all-hands-on-deck mentality? Is that something Maryland fans could keep an eye on this year?
I sure hope so.
Right.
We haven't been near physical enough against any of the three teams we've played. We have increased our physicality in practice. We probably spend more time teaching, coaching, watching how we grade every possession when the ball's in the air, whether we shoot it or the opponent shoots it. It has become a part of the fabric of what we want to be about. But if you've never heard the things that we do and the things we teach and how we go about it, it does take some time. And we spend an inordinate amount of time on offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding. We did not do a really good job last night. It was the worst statistically we had been from an offensive rebounding standpoint. We were better against Coppin last night than we were against Baltimore County as far as defensive rebound percentage. So I do think that our guys are beginning to understand. We grade every single possession when the ball's in the air. They get a report card. We watch clips. No assistant does it. That's what I'm in charge of. That's my bucket. And it's just because, you know, if you look at a basketball game, no matter who plays, the second highest volume of things that happen are rebounds. And so we've got to continue to spend time and effort and energy and emotion trying to make sure that we do a better job so that we can control possessions, so that we can control time of possession. And at times, we're making strides. We've just got to become more consistent with it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Buzz, I'll tell you what, it was kind of fun watching it on TV last night. I love your passion and your enthusiasm. The coaches that I've worked with, maybe there was one that kind of came close to that. Maybe Lou Holtz was a little bit like that, but it was enjoyable. And I think your players, they feed off of that.
I don't know. Some of them are getting to where they understand the language I speak. I've got to do a better job investing in their life, investing in who they are. So when I'm acting maybe a little off center, they receive it in a better way. But I do think, to their credit, we have made some strides in that regard. I wish I didn't have to do that. Sometimes that's probably not the right way to coach in 2025, but I do think we're making some strides relative to our relationships and them understanding what's important, but more importantly, why it's important. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to be with these guys as we kind of start learning one another and growing and developing and figuring this thing out.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. You got Georgetown at Cooley, who you're aware of, obviously. It's a gold rush on Friday. What's practice going to be like getting ready for the Hoyas who beat Morgan last night?
Yeah, today in our program is 3 days away. 3 days away means that it's a day off. And so if there's two games a week, those 2 days are game day. The 2 days before the game, we call 1 day before. And then the 2 days before the game, we call 2 day before. So we played last night. So today is off for our players. That means within the old adults of our program, we call it 3 day. All of the prep work that each of us do, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, the special teams coordinator, we kind of split up and we have all of our 3 day before meetings. Tomorrow is 2 day before. But because today is off, we always follow an off day with early bird. In 2003, you guys remember what happened at Baylor. And I decided at that time I would never go 48 hours and not have contact with our team. And so tomorrow morning we will have early bird, but tomorrow is also 2 day before. So we've got a lot of work to do. Obviously, Coach Cooley and I go back a long, long ways. Even before we were head coaches, and have a great relationship. And I know that, man, they just beat Kentucky from start to finish in Lexington. I've watched some of the clips of that game. So we've got a lot of work in front of us. I know how important it is to Maryland and the history that comes from this rivalry. But we've got a lot of work to do to get better, to have a chance on Friday against Coach.
First time in 9 years, Maryland Georgetown down at the Xfinity Center. It's a gold rush. You can hear the game 105.7 The Fan. Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Buzz, appreciate the time. Next week, we'll have a partner for you. We're going to rock.
Have a great day. Doobie Brothers the week after.
You got it, man. You send the list. We got you covered. He's Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Whip around coming up next. Going to look back at Monday Night Football with Arizona stunning the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. And then notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cincinnati. We're going to Cleveland. Ravens, they get a 5-5 by the Jets game, which is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. They're going to win the division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.